In Washington and Oregon, if you want to talk on your phone while driving, you're required to use a hands-free device. But now, a Washington state lawmaker wants to go further. Under a new proposal in the Washington state capitol, lawmakers would tighten restrictions on touching your phone altogether. Taylor Winkle reports from Olympia.
Back in 2010, Washington lawmakers made it a primary offense to hold your phone or to text while driving. This new proposal would mean you couldn't hold your phone at all behind the wheel. No tweeting, no checking Facebook or email, no scrolling through music or looking up directions, not even while sitting at a stoplight. Democratic Senator Tracy Idey was the brain behind the previous law and is again the sponsor of this new proposal. I caught up with her in her car. We weren't driving anywhere, but she still kept her phone on silent, in her purse, on the back seat.
You being behind the wheel of a car scares the heck out of me when you're using these devices. And it has proven to be a fact that they are very, very dangerous, and it's equivalent to driving drunk.
Idey's proposal would also double the fines for repeat cell phone offenders, up to $248. That's still cheaper than the possible $500 fine Oregon can slap on for texting while driving. States have an incentive to enhance distracted driving regulations because it could earn them federal grants. Those grants, combined with the increased fines, have the potential to generate more money for safety programs around the state. I'm Taylor Winkle in Olympia.